I spent about 2 hours in my home city, Melbourne, speaking to friends and acquaintances about the election of Donald Trump.
I think it's pretty shocking that he is America's president after all the shit that he's been caught saying and doing.
I think it's kind of scary and makes me worried about the future of the world. And I think it's a strange choice for the American people to elect that man.
Just all of the shit he's got himself into, the pussy grab and the, you know, I've lost count of all the stupid shit he said to offend and shock people, and yet he's still got the highest, you know, the most important job in the world. I was shocked and pretty disappointed, very disappointed, and then pretty fearful.
That was Molly Kelly, Thomas Milia and Katrina Sofo, three Australians out on one of Melbourne's restaurant strips on a Friday afternoon. So why are people a world away in Australia concerned about the results of the US election? The US is Australia's closest military ally and sets trade policy with China, the country that receives the bulk of Australia's exports.
To have Trump elected almost means that we have Trump elected. So that's why it's extra scary. I see it as extra scary.
Australian broadcast media gave twice as much coverage to the US election as it did to its own election, according to media monitoring company Essentia.
We seem to follow America almost blindly without questioning what it would do to the Australian people.
Thomas Milia is concerned about the impact Trump's presidency is likely to have on climate change and the environment, especially because of his criticisms of the Paris Climate Accord.
Food shortages, weather change patterns, soil degradation, biodiversity lost, sea level rise, environmental refugees moved on by sea level rise, millions of them. And then that kind of counters against the policies that these conservative governments are putting up around the world where they're not accepting more refugees.
Katrina Sofo volunteers as an advocate for Australian asylum seekers and immigrants. She says she's concerned about how Trump's immigration rhetoric could impact policy here in Australia and around the world.
When the Australian government's trying to make a case for something, they'll use that it's working in America as an example. So harsher immigration policies. I mean, we still have some horrendous policies, probably worse than you guys at the minute. But I think having someone like Trump in power and representing the values that we're trying to fight, a lot of the Australian community are trying to fight, I think it's going to make it harder for change to happen here.
Molly Kelly says on a symbolic level, the election of Donald Trump is a step backward for gender equality in Australia and the world over.
As a woman, of course, I think he's a complete head, and I find him to be extremely politically incorrect and extremely offensive towards women.
Warren Thompson lives in the Melbourne inner city. He's also my dad. Having worked in international business, he's concerned about Australian diplomatic and trade relations with China in the Trump world.
The geopolitics is bigger than any individual, and I don't think he's shown any sign of understanding that a dispute between America and China serves no one's interests.
A poll by the Lowy Institute taken before the election showed half of Australian respondents said Australia should distance itself from the United States if it elects a president like Mr. Trump. Only 11% said they would prefer Trump to Clinton on foreign policy. But for many Australians, including Molly Kelly, Katrina Sofo and my dad, the outcome of the election and low voter turnout is just the logical result of a political system that hasn't made the civil duty of voting compulsory among its citizens.
Make people vote and then maybe it would have been different.
If you're going to be forced to pay taxes and forced to do other, you know, social responsibilities, voting in who leads the country is a huge one.
It is not too much to ask people to participate in their democracy. Democracy can be taken for granted, but I believe it's a very delicate flower, and unless it's looked after and nurtured, it can disappear very quickly, and that would be devastating. And there aren't too many genuine democracies in this world, and we can't afford to lose them.
For KRWG from Melbourne, Australia, I'm Simon Thompson.